weekdays at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Connor. Happy birthday to you.
You better explain that now.
If I could sing, it'd be dangerous. Yeah, Price Watching the Irish Times celebrates its 20th birthday today.
Yeah, well, it's this month that the first edition appears.
Yeah,
well,
nobody,
Connor,
nobody's going to pick you up on it.
Ray. You've never seen Twitter.
No, they won't. They won't. I guarantee you.
Yeah. No, 20 years this month the first Price Watch appeared that
yes,
I wrote.
Yes.
And it all started, as I say in the piece today, by accident.
Oh, go on.
Well, I was working at the time on the Irish Times website, and I'd started work on the Irish Times website in February of 1996. Myself and three other people started. And we were actually some of the first dedicated online journalists in the world, because the Irish Times was really ahead of the game when it came to online publications. But I was I'd started amongst the first cohort, I ended up climbing the corporate ladder, for want of a better word. So I was the assistant editor of the Irish Times website, but I really wanted to write more, so I started pitching ideas to the features department, and I'd written a couple of pieces for the features department, and then they decided they'd run this kind of 4-week series of product reviews on the features pages to fill a gap in September of 2004. And they, as the then assistant features editor Madeline Lyons said, they wanted someone who no one had heard of, so they came to me and they said, and I said, what'll I review? And she said, I don't care, just like 400 words.
Sausages.
Make it 400 words. So I said, as I said the piece, I did something that was close to, if not necessarily good for my heart, which was sausages, and I reviewed 4 different types of sausage, and then the next week I reviewed 4 different types of orange juice, and I kind of recognised that there was an absurdity to it, because I wasn't some kind of Tom Dorley character, a food expert of any kind. I was just saying, I like this packet, I like that packet, this packet is great, this packet's manky, and readers responded to it in a way that was eternally gratifying, and they started contacting me saying, why don't you review X product or Y product, or why don't you complain to Tesco about the price they're charging for this, or
that's
Dunn's.
How it all started.
And that's how it all started.
Yeah. And 20 things you've learned from 20 years doing it. And there are things that obviously we have talked about over the years, because we've been chatting on the radio for 19 years.
19 years, that's right. We'll have another conversation this time next year, Ray, celebrating our 20th anniversary.
We might have cake then. Yeah. But a couple of things, despite the fact that you've been on in the paper, on the radio for that long, it seems that a lot of people just are deaf to your advice. Is that fair enough? Because people don't tend to switch. People don't tend to complain. People still don't know their rights in the main.
Yeah, I think that's probably being too harsh on people.
Right.
Because I think that's putting the blame and the responsibility on people. Sometimes I think the world isn't set up to make these things easy for us.
We've established that as well over the years.
As I say in the piece, I actually think, and not everyone would agree with me, but I think home economics should be made a core subject in the Leaving Cert, because I think it gives people tools that they would be able to use across the course of their life in terms of, you know, how to manage your finances, how to, you know, what rights you have, what rights you don't have, how to effectively complain. And you know, one of the points that I make in the piece is that, you know, we sometimes confuse price with value, and Price Watch has never been about finding the cheapest thing ever. It's always been about finding the best value thing.
Yes.
And if you can buy a Gucci suit for 99% off that you never wear, it doesn't matter. You've wasted your money. It's bad value.
Yes,
whereas sometimes the thing that's good value costs more. But I think we can be suckered in by price, and we can be fooled by kind of the supermarket tricks that they deploy. And the only area, as I say in the thing, the only area where price is the only question that you should ask is energy.
Yeah.
And then just for my own amusement, I added up, if 50% of the Irish population have never switched energy provider, that 50% are paying the standard unit rate, which is always significantly higher than the discount rate they offer to new customers. And conservatively, over the course of the 20 years that I've been doing Price Watch, Irish people have collectively wasted €3 billion
by not switching providers
every single year. Now, that's a staggering amount of money.
I heard the boss man of Uno Energy on today, and they're offering a deal, but I've never heard this before, maybe you have. He said that this is only available to people who haven't switched in the last year.
Well, that's one way of putting it, but if you sign up for a year-long contract, so if you switch from company A to company B, you do it for 12 months, so you get the discounted rate for a year, and then after the 12 months, you should switch to another provider. So it's the kind of thing that you should do every year.
Ryanair get an honorary mention.
They do, because I've had a long series of run-ins, sometimes kind of comical with Ryanair. They're actually not the worst airline in the world, would you believe? I probably get less complaints about Ryanair than I do about Aer Lingus. And I don't know if that's because Ryanair have successfully managed expectations and people have a higher... They have a higher expectation of Aer Lingus because they're the flag carrying airline, or were once that. But I have a lot of time for Ryanair. I think they've done our country, and I think they've done Europe some service. I know that there's obviously issues about the emissions and too many flights, but you know they've opened up Europe to us, which I think is very much to the good.
And I'm going to paraphrase this because we have to get to our problem today. You say that ultimately vote with your feet.
That's the only only power we have as consumers is to change and to switch.
There you go. Happy birthday again. Anne has been on to us. Dear Connor, on accompanying my 91-year-old father in his purchase of the RT Guide today, I noticed that its price had increased by a whopping 40 cent or 16%. So 40 cent or 16%. I've checked back and to see that they implemented this price increase quietly in the middle of most people's holidays, including mine, and the Olympic Games in mid-August. I can find next to nothing about it online, a couple of Facebook comments only, and certainly no information or explanation is evident from the RT Guide itself. Although I could be wrong, I expect that readership is largely older people who tend not to be able to express their concern or frustration or to complain, my father being one such person. Accordingly, I am bringing this to your attention in case it is something you'd like to pick up. Kind regards, Anne.
Absolutely. Just to put that into context, a 40 cent increase per week amounts to €200 a year, actually a little bit more than €200 a year. So it's not insignificant. And I think an awful lot of people who would buy the RTE guide are maybe people who are on limited means. So €200 is a significant percentage of their annual income. Yeah. Now, I have to confess that I do have some sympathy for the RTE guide. And I'm not saying this merely because we're on RTE now. I'm saying it because of my background in print newspapers and my understanding of how the world of newspapers has been completely reshaped by the online world. And the reality is there are fewer people buying the likes of the RTE guide. But the other really key thing here is the cost of paper has absolutely gone through the roof. So publications, and it doesn't matter if it's the New York Times, the RTE guide, the Irish Times, the Irish Independent, any newspaper in the world has faced those dramatically higher costs. Paper pulping has gone up. The number of factories producing newsprint and magazine print has gone down because they can make their money printing cardboard boxes for Amazon or whatever it might be. Yes, so the reality is it's a tough time. So I contacted RTE and I got a statement, and they said it's a move that we've tried to avoid and we're very conscious of our loyal readers, but costs have increased significantly in the past few years. In fact, they said that the reason for the increase is that they've experienced an approximate 80% increase in the price of pulp for the paper, along with inflation, energy increases and printing costs. So that's an 80% increase in the core material. Now, on top of that, and they didn't say this in the statement, they will also have seen their readership decline, as every single printed publication in the world has. And as a result, I would imagine that the revenues...
So the costs are spread over fewer editions. Yeah.
So they're saying while the government reduced the VAT rate applying to newspapers to 0% in January 2023, they did not extend that to Irish magazines. Uh-huh. I think they should. I think that would be a welcome move, because I think we need to do what we can to save the printed products, be they what they may, whatever. I've just garbled that sentence, but you know what
I
mean.
No, I know. I think people understand what you're saying.
The last price increase was in October 2023 when they increased the price by 10%. So they held off for as long as they could, but they said that as a dual-funded broadcaster, they're mandated to maximise their commercial revenues. I don't want people to think that I'm giving them an easy ride, but I do understand that printed publications are struggling.
Can I just say, does anybody ever get up on a rooftop and shout that they're increasing the cost?
Of course they don't. Yeah, and you know, it's not in the nature of any business to do that. It is a particularly challenging time for the printed product, and I mean the printed product across the board.
And I suppose in a way, this email shows the affection that people have for the RTE guide.
But you know what? When I was growing up, as in like in the '70s and eighties, every single week we got the RTE guide. Times have changed. Yeah. And like I watch TV in a completely different way now. And but still, as a tradition for my kids, every Christmas we buy the Christmas RTE guide just so it's in the house. And I think that's a really nice memory for people.
If this was Sesame Street, Connor, it would be brought to you by the number 20. It's €20 that it would save you, not €200.
Did I say, no, it's 50 cent a week.
50 cent a week. They're saying 50 cent a week is 50.
Oh,
that's
a euro every 2 weeks. I'm sorry. Yes, did I say €200 euro? Oh my God!
Yes, sir.
Thanks very much. Price watch. What is it I do again?
No.
Thanks very much for correcting my very foolish mistake.
No, you 20 is on your 20. Oh, 20. 20
no,
20,
I meant 20. 20.
Yeah, you meant 20. Yeah. That's fine. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. And that's Anne there. Thanks so much for contacting us, Anne. And happy birthday. Happy birthday, Conor. Initial Arsenal, the pre skeleton, Noctula, Colin Muckanaspig.